It's allergy season, and I sound like Patty and Selma from The Simpsons. I sound like I'm a Wisconsin aunt who's been smoking her entire life, and I'm the cool aunt, but I'm also the crazy aunt who always brings home a new boy every holiday season. Hey, nieces and nephews, this is my friend Bill. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of 42. Yeah, I told myself I would post a new video, a new podcast every week while I'm 42, every Tuesday, so I'm doing it, and I'm forcing myself to do one, even though I sound like a smoker. I sound like, if you guys are from the 80s, if anybody's from the 80s, like myself, there used to be commercials, anti-smoking commercials, where there's like a machine. They might still have these, I don't know, I'm not a doctor, I don't pay attention, but to most things. I pay attention to a lot of things, just not this, but there used to be, it was like a machine. Like if you smoked too much or you had throat cancer or whatever, they would remove a piece of your vocal cords or something, and you would have this machine that would, it would sound like, you would sound like a robot. And then people would always be like, the commercial was like, I did not know they were bad for me, talking about cigarettes, because back then they kind of didn't know they were bad for you. Everybody was, you could smoke indoors. Like there were smoking sections. There used to be smoking sections of restaurants, as if the smoke wouldn't just travel over to the non-smoking section. That's what I sound like, because my the global Greta Thunberg is messing with the thermostat on the earth, changing the global warming to hot and cold and hot and cold. And in Los Angeles, I'm sure it's like this across the West, the Midwest as well, and the East Coast, and across the world, obviously, right? Because it's the globe. The weather is affecting everything. You know, global warming is a thing. As much as I make fun of it not being a thing. And where I live right now, it was 80. There were 80 degree days in March. Then the last 2 weeks, it's been rainy and 55. And sunny and cold and hot and cold. And my brain and my body's just like, whoa, what's going on? My sinuses are clogged. Like I'll be fine. I'll be fine walking around in the daytime. And then I lay down. As soon as I lay down, my nose is like, oh, we're going to not let you breathe through your nose. So then it just drains back through my throat. And then I sleep with my mouth open. And then my voice sounds like I'm fucking a robot from, not that I'm fucking like having sex with a robot, but that I am a robot. That's one thing for this year is I'm going to try and work on my cursing. But I do sound like, I sound like a pastor. Like if I'm talking, ladies and gentlemen, I sound like a Southern Baptist pastor. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? I sound like a pastor from Louisiana. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen for praising? Easter Sunday just happened. Jesus rose from the dead. Can I get an amen? That's what I sound like. That's what one of my voices, hoarse and coarse. That's what I sound like. I was talking to my buddy Aaron yesterday. We were on the phone and we were, you know, like all comedians do somehow, you get to making fun of each other. And he's like, speaking of this, how come you sound like a trans man? Because he was like, it took him 10 minutes to address the fact that on the phone, my voice was different. I was also in my car, but still, the fact of the matter is, my allergies are bothering me. And I got to talk about this. This is weird. Snot, boogers. I don't know if you guys want to listen to me talk about boogers, but boogers, I understand poop and pee, okay? I drink a lot of fluid. The excess fluid, I pee out. I eat too much food that my body doesn't need. I eat too much junk food that my body can't process. I eat too much sustenance. I eat too much garbage that my body's like, that's too much garbage. That's not healthy. We don't need all that excess Monsanto. So I'm going to poop it out. But boogers. What are boogers? What is snot? It's just draining back. Like, is it, like, what am I doing? Like, oh, like, oh, this is your nose is, I guess, an air filter. So there's just all this booger stuff float. We're just breathing in all this booger stuff all the time. Or they're like, oh no, it's mucus. It's for lubricate. What? Where's it all the time? Where is the snot where does the snot go when my allergies are not bothering me? When I don't have allergies, when my allergies are not bothering me, where is the boogers? Besides, sometimes they'll crust up in my nose. I get it, and I'll pick them out, and they go way up in there. And they're like, how deep does my nose go? How deep does my nose go? My nose goes deeper than the Hollow Earth in the new Godzilla movie. It just keeps going, dude. But where do the boogers go? Because I rarely need to blow my nose, right, ever. I rarely have to, like, swallow boogers. That's gross. But I rarely need to do that when my allergies aren't bothering me. Where do the boogers come from? Are you telling me that it's just this polluted? Boogers don't make sense. Explain that to me in the comments. Somebody explain, like I'm five, like that Reddit thread. Somebody explain to me how boogers work. Why I have boogers during my allergy season. Where do they come from if I don't have them when I'm feeling fine? Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? I'm going to start saying that. Can I get an amen? I'm going to start, when I say, from now, I'm going to do that when I tell jokes or just in general when I'm having a conversation and I make a point, or when I do a podcast. I did my friend Natasha's podcast about dating. It's called Kind of Dating. Go check it out. It's on all of the platforms. Kind of Dating with Natasha Chandel. Really fun. I did another episode. It's going to be coming out soon. Go check it out. Support her. She's really, really funny. We're going to start doing some man on the street stuff as well. With some dating stuff, and we got an idea for a live comedy show we're going to start doing about dating as well. Who knows? Ideas are ideas until they're actually done and manufactured. But her podcast has been done and manufactured, so go check it out. Go support her. What was I talking? Oh, can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Do you feel me? Can I get an amen? I'm going to start doing that. Anytime I make a point, I'm going to say, can I get an amen? I'm going to bring that to the secular world. Can I get an amen? Leave in the comments, can I get an amen? It's taxes season, and here's something I got to say about taxes. I'm doing my taxes. I always do them a little late because I put them off because I don't like doing them. And for the past... my entire life, I've done through a guy in Michigan, and he's great. He's a family friend, and he's awesome, but I think he might charge me a little bit too much. But that's also, maybe I just need a new set of eyes. So I found this new tax lady, and she's like, hey, get all your stuff, upload it to this thing, and then make a list of all your expenses, then we'll come in and take care of you. And taxes, first, look, I don't even want to talk about that, because that's already, I'm overwhelmed. I'm like, I've got it. Here's my stuff. Just deduct the most you can, because I probably got it, and we'll call it a day. But no, she's like, do all this. And taxes are bullshit. Taxes, didn't we fucking win a couple times against fucking Europe because we don't want to pay taxes, the king and the queen? Didn't we fight a war against the king and the queen because we didn't want to pay taxes, and now we're paying taxes? Now you're charging me, the government charges me tax on money I earn, right? And then they want me to fill out and figure out how much they overcharged me. They're gonna charge me taxes on money I earn and money I spend. And then if I earn money on stocks, they're gonna be like, oh, you also have to pay taxes on that, even though that's already money I earned. That's just more money. So they're gonna charge me taxes on money I earn, money I make from investing, and money I spend on a fucking Snickers bar. You're gonna charge me twice on the tax. You're going to charge me taxes more than once. And then you're going to say every year, oh, by the way, figure out how much we overcharged you. Can you imagine going to a restaurant with a bunch of friends and then they charge you money? They charge you for all your burgers. And then the restaurant's like, okay, figure out amongst yourselves how much we overcharged you. Hey, nobody ordered the pickles. We ordered the French fries, but we never got them. And you overcharge us for the French fries. That's one thing. Now try and do that for, oh, okay, well, but now here. How many of you have kids, or how many of you have your own business? Venmo each other, and then come back to us, and then we'll wait 2 days before we give you your refund. That's what taxes are. I don't like taxes. Taxes are insane. Lizzo quit. Everybody's like, Lizzo quit. Lizzo posted that she quit. Everybody thinks she quit music. I think she just quit eating. That's literally just a bad joke that I'm going to post on TikTok. I'm going to keep it in, but, you know, I have mixed feelings because I like a bunch of Lizzo songs. But also, she built a career. She's quitting because she's mad at people making fun of her for her weight and being a bad person. But everybody that works with her says she's a bad person, right? And then she's like, "Oh, I can't handle this." But she built her career on that. Her whole motivation, her whole like spiel when she was getting famous was body positivity and I'm gonna eat what I want. Fine, I get it. I think it's unhealthy, but I get it. You do you, queen. I like your music. But you can't suddenly get upset when people are still coming at you for exactly what you built your career off of. Just my point. But also, she quit. Hey, we got too much music out anyways. We don't need more Lizzo music. There's new people like Sabrina Carpenter killing it. There's new people like Kacey Musgraves. There's new people like Olivia Rodrigo killing it, making banger music. We don't need another Lizzo. We got Nicki Minaj. We got Cardi B. Beyoncé released a Cowboy album, which some people don't like. I know some people who are like, fuck that. I don't like Beyoncé's album because she's capitalizing on the fact that country music now is the most popular it's been since the 80s. And it's really popular. Country music's always been popular, but it's really bridging a lot of gaps. Like, there's a lot of people who don't normally listen to country suddenly liking country. And again, I was in the 80s and like Kenny Loggins was kind of country, but he wasn't. But people still wore co like the even just the I have written down here cowboy attire. Cowboys was the first Halloween costume. I've written down because like cowboys back in the day, cowboys didn't dress like cowboys. They just wore tan clothes and hats to keep the sun out. Half of them didn't even have like cowboy hats. They were more like fedoras almost. And then at some point, people in the United States were like, "Yeehaw! I'm gonna wear a cowboy and a belt buckle. I'm gonna dress like a cowboy." Men who wear cowboy hats are the most confident people in the world. They're so silly, but awesome at the same time. I love it. I think dressing like a cowboy, but I don't like this clean cowboy. I want dress like a dirty cowboy, like a gunslinger. I don't love this crisp plaid and flannel and tartan with like a. I don't like these brand new clean boots. Like if you're gonna dress like a cowboy, like Marty McFly in Back to the Future 3, how he was just so clean of a pretty boy cowboy, and it's like, dude, give me like this. Cowboys look rugged, dude. Man, cowboy, if you dress like a cowboy, a good cowboy, you look like a man. I'm gonna make fun of you, but you look like you could chop some wood quicker than I could. And I know how to chop wood. I've chopped wood before. But Beyonce's album, it's got some good songs, but people are like, she's just trying to get she just wants to release an album that she could finally beat Taylor Swift on. And look, Beyonce's got more Grammys than Taylor Swift. So it is what it is, but the album's got some good songs. But I do kind of get it. Like Beyonce's like, you know what? I'm already in. It's like when famous people want to do stand up or whatever. People are already inside the business, and then now they're like, you know what? Let's branch out. Let's take over this other thing. It's like actors who are suddenly doing every commercial, or famous people who are suddenly having podcasts, taking over every realm. Like once you're in the door, once you're in the building, they're like, okay. Before it used to be there were commercial actors, there were sitcom actors. Right, there were specific voice actors, voiceover eight people for TV and games and cartoons. And then now all these famous celebrities are like, you know what? We're gonna take this over. Fuck you, little guys. Fuck you. We're gonna take over all of these jobs because we're already famous and people will hire us instead of these new people trying to get in. And I get that opinion about Beyonce's album, but also she's like, what, you want her to just make R&B? How boring is it when the same actors and musicians release the same music over and over again? Change it up. So I'm for it. I like the concept of Beyonce releasing a country album, even though it's more pop country, which is a lot of what pop country is now. That's why it's popular, because that's what pop means, is popular. That's why country is popular right now, because they're bridging the gap instead of just singing songs about drinking and my boyfriend cheating on me. Now there's Colter Wall and Billy Strings, I think is the guy's name, and Zach Bryan's huge now, and they're country, but they're pop country, and it's kind of glossy. Paul Cawthon is a really cool country guy, and he's more like old Johnny Cash, more dirtbag country, outlaw country they used to call it. But it's still more, people are stagecoach. There's these country music festivals that are just as big as these EDM festivals, And I know people who listen to EDM, but now are kind of liking country because it's emerging, it's a mesh. You know, the internet does wild things, and if Beyonce wants to do that, let her do that. Let her do that. Even though I don't disagree with everything they're saying, you know, capitalize on whatever. Play the game. If you can capitalize on success, if you can capitalize on the success you have, and you want to, you know, that's what it is. It's all. Where else? What do? You get there, then you have to stop. It's like billionaires. People hate billionaires, and you know, I think they should do more than they are, but they got there somehow. They figured it out. They figured the matrix out. Let them figure that matrix out. Dude, oh, I forgot to do this about fucking my allergies. Dude, I'm sneezing. Here's the thing. I'm going to do this just for this. You know what? No, I'll do this next time. I'll do this next time since I'm at 15 minutes, I think, right now. All right, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I got some other notes that I wanted to discuss. I'll discuss them next time. But thank you for listening. Thanks for putting up with my voice if you've listened to this full video or if you've watched on YouTube. You know, I'm slowly getting you views on YouTube. Not a lot, but I appreciate it. I appreciate the new subscribers. If you're a new subscriber on my YouTube channel, at My Name Is Razzle, and you've watched any amount of this, or you've watched the full 15 minutes, or you just watch clips, thank you very much. Maybe I'll clip this whole, just this thank you up as a special short. But I thank you. I appreciate you for helping me grow as a human, as a creative, as a creator, you know. You're forcing me to create regularly and consistently, and I appreciate it. And hit me up, send me a message, comment, ask me questions, give me something to talk about, you know, interact with me. I want to interact. I want to know, you know, again, I've said it before on my vision board, you know, let the audience, listen to the audience, you know, go where the audience is. So tell me what you like that I've done. Tell me what you enjoy watching of mine, and I'll do more of that. And I appreciate you. Check the expiration date on the food in your refrigerator, and you know, smile at an old person. And if there's something you don't like, leave it in the comments as well. Just leave everything in the comments. If you want to hit on a girl or hit on a boy, tag them and comment in my comments. Just comment, you know, interact with me and let me interact with you. And that's it. And I appreciate you, and thank you very much for putting up with my voice. And that's it. That's it. And that's it.